Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Yep, hopefully everybody did.
And a soon-to-be new year.
Yes, looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be...
2016 should be better than this year was.
I don't know. We had a good year.
Are you kidding? Where were you?
I was making a podcast.
No. See, that's your problem. Welcome to reality. Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyways, we have new Twitter followers.
Excellent.
We have Wesley Benetti, personal friend of mine.
Awesome.
Cone Dog.
I like the name.
God's Dead.
Uh-huh.
Rich Honus, another friend of mine.
Of course.
Yeah. He's actually from the UK.
Cool.
Hugh Harris. And I'm going to see if I can get this right.
You had it a minute ago.
Loic.
Yeah, I think that's closer. Yeah. So hopefully we didn't mess that up too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get a pronunciation on off of YouTube for that one.
Yeah.
So, kind of cool.
Yeah, because it stinks when people screw up your name. Yeah. Like, my maiden last name. I hate it when people screw that up.
Oh, wow.
Anyways,
you can follow us, too, at Secular Yakking. It was always fun. I try to keep as much fun on Twitter as possible, since I'm the only one that does social media around here.
Oh, God. And it's never going to happen for you any other way.
Whatever. I'll have to hire somebody, I think.
Yep, I'm afraid so.
And there are no new patrons this week.
That's okay.
Nobody else wanting to pay us.
Eh, that's not a big deal. Anyway. I mean, sure, we could use it, but that's not why we did this. So I'm good.
So we're drinking cider instead of vodka this week.
Yeah, this is as close as I get to beer. Hard cider. That's it. Sorry. It just can't go any other way.
Yeah. All right.
I've had quite a bit.
On to the show.
Okay.
We have casualties in the war on Christmas.
Don't we always?
Always.
Every year.
First is an update on the Festivus poll we talked about last week.
Uh-huh.
It got broken.
Yeah, that's just crap, by the way.
I received an email, was Wednesday? The 23rd. It was Festivus.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Wednesday evening, that someone had gone onto the Capitol lawn, taken apart the poll, and taken the disco ball and...
The flag.
The sleeve.
The rainbow sleeve. Is that not crappy?
Yeah, we're taking this as a hate crime.
Obviously. There was also another secular thing set up and, you know, they didn't touch that. So obviously they're homophobes.
The FFRF banner was just fine. Which is weird because usually that's the one that gets destroyed.
Nah, this one's homophobe action, I guess. Which is just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, come on. Whether you agree with someone or not, you're damaging property. Anyway, I mean.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was... the airing of grievances and the feat of strength in one shot.
All in one shot.
Yeah, because I put that on pretty tight.
Well, next year you're going to make it better.
Yeah, I got some safety or security screws I'm going to put in there. It's going to be a lot harder to take
apart.
Yeah,
they're not going to be able to just take it apart.
Yeah.
Which, it's too bad we didn't think of that
in
the forefront.
Well, on the good news, it gave us a lot of PR.
Which, yes.
A free publicity. Come on.
Yeah,
but it's still jerky to take it down.
Of course it was. I mean, I just can't get over state Capitol lawn. I mean, yes, it was the middle of the night.
No, actually, it turns out it was middle of the day.
No way, really?
Yeah, they may have it on camera.
Seriously.
So hopefully.
How the hell did they get away with it in the middle of the day?
It was the 23rd.
No one's around. Who cares?
It's raining. Who's outside?
Oh, that's just crap. I guess maybe anyone seeing them doing it didn't think that they weren't part of
the
setup
so.
Scenario. I don't know. Yeah. That's just crappy.
Yeah, that's no fun at all. But we're not the only ones that had a casualty.
That does not surprise me.
The Coalition of Reason banner was vandalized also.
See?
A Chicago Coalition of Reason banner near Arlington Heights Christmas display at North School Park, the 400th block of North Arlington Heights Road, was taken down Tuesday night by vandals who severed the zip ties.
Jeez.
So they cut the zip ties holding it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
I mean, just because you don't agree with something, do you have to destroy it?
Yeah. So Tom Cara, the president of Freedom From Religion Foundation's Metropolitan Chicago chapter, said that there was no damage to the banner itself, which will soon return to the display. He said his group is a member of Chicago Coalition of Reason and put the banner up on the coalition's behalf.
Uh-huh.
He added that the incidents of vandalism have been common for banners of both organizations near Arlington Heights holiday display in past years. I remember last year they tore down another banner.
Yeah. Which is why when we do the poll next year, we need to make sure we secure it, because I'm sure you'll have more issues with it.
Well, I'm sure we will.
The next will just be taking the whole thing with them. I mean,
yeah, good luck with that.
I mean, I don't see how you could, like,
I have a plan.
Get away with a 7'6", it's about six feet tall, something like that.
6'4", I think, with the ball on it.
Yeah. Rainbow pole with a disco ball at the top running down the street.
I don't know.
But it's okay, sad.
Okay, this is Western Washington. You never know.
Yeah, whatever, I suppose. It's just sad that people have to do that. I mean, I don't know what else.
They just can't take any other message but their own.
Well, it's like par for the course on everything that comes to that. It's their thing, and there is no other way, no highway option. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just crap.
And there's still another one.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, this happens every year.
Yeah, I know. It's,
you know, banners get ripped, banners get stolen. Remember last year the Catholic warrior lady tried to take the Satanic Temple's display?
No, I don't.
So they had a display in the Florida State Capitol. I think it was the Florida State Capitol. And it was basically cardboard cutouts they put up. It was of Satan. I don't remember exactly what it looked like. Uh-huh. But she took it apart and was walking out with it. Jeez. And she didn't get charged with anything.
No, that's crap.
Because she didn't destroy it. But she was attempting to...
She
was attempting to remove it.
If she walked out of Walmart with a stolen pack of cigarettes or something, she would have gotten arrested.
I know that.
But she didn't damage the pack of cigarettes.
No, she didn't. I mean, not yet.
That's just stupid logic.
So there was another incident, and this one's a little bit older, but it's along the same line.
Uh-huh.
So an Adopt-a-Highway sign sponsored by Orange County Atheists of Texas have been vandalized in a number of ways.
Okay.
So it's well known that a lot of atheist groups do Adopt-a-Highways.
Right.
Because it's a good thing to do, and it gets you a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Orange County, Texas atheist group did the same thing. But just a couple of weeks after the signs were finally put up, they got vandalized. The word atheist was erased through spray painting, and the words I love God and I love Christ and Christ were superimposed above the original message. So they tagged it for Christ.
Right.
In an effort to catch future culprits and protect the sign after they got it repaired, the group raised money to mount cameras for the signs.
That's sad that they had to
However, before the cameras got put up, someone peppered it with a shotgun.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be the good moral people. Are you?
Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
That's such BS.
They're doing something good for society. They're taking care of a road that's not getting taken care of.
It's just because it has, you know, the whole atheist name and just they're going against their God, period.
Yeah, that just being an atheist is enough.
Yes, atheist is a bad word.
Yeah.
Which is crap. But I mean, I'm so sick and tired of hearing, you know, how free thinkers are the most immoral, horrible people, and yet the crap that they do is horrendous.
Yeah.
And it's really getting irritatingly old, too.
Yeah.
Anyways,
speaking of Texas and atheist, mm-hmm. Did you know that there is someone, an atheist, running for Congress in Texas?
In Texas?
In Texas.
Wow, good luck.
Kristen Padgett of Democratic Party wants the House District 33 seat. Position will be vacant now that Scott Turner, the incumbent state representative and a Republican, announced he will not be entering the race for re-election in 2016.
Mm. Now translate that, because I was focusing on your blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, okay. So she's running for the House District 33, which is a national seat.
Right.
Because the current Congressman, Scott Turner, is retiring.
Right.
So
that'll be interesting to watch.
So, and she has proudly declared that she's an atheist.
It's nice to see that. It really is. I mean, I'll be mind blown if she gets that.
I'm not sure if she will win.
No, but
it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that they're taking that step, because you're starting to hear a little bit of that stuff more and more now. Right.
And the reason she's doing it is because she doesn't want that used as a weapon against her later.
Right, because, you know, the best way to, you know, run for anything is make sure you have everything out on the table in the front.
Right.
You know, not, which I always said you would be good for running, because you got nothing in your closet.
Well, I got some coats.
Your closet's boring.
There's a reason it's boring.
You wouldn't make a good candidate for anything you ran for.
I'm not completely without skeletons.
Are you kidding me?
I might have done something horrible when I was a teenager.
Not. Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine many teenagers who haven't done some of the things that you've done. Because you were so flippin' boring.
I might have been an accessory to an attempted larceny.
I'm not even going to begin to tell you all the stuff I did, because that would take like four shows.
Maybe we should have a show about...
No, let's not and say we did.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. I hope she gets far.
It would be nice to keep an eye on. I mean, in Texas, that's going to be hard too.
Yeah.
Not exactly the easiest place to be an atheist, I think.
No, not exactly.
No.
You have friends down there and they tell me it's not much fun.
No, I would imagine so. Gosh, the accents alone.
Speaking of not much fun in Texas,
they had
some massive tornadoes yesterday.
Yes, they did.
There was an EF4 that hit Garland and an EF3 that hit Rowlett yesterday, and leaving 11 people dead and millions in damages.
That's crazy for this time of year. And I know they had several tornadoes back east as well that were extremely deadly. And I know the Northeast are, you know, in the mid-70s on the 25th. And what was it? I have someone, a relative in South Carolina, they saying it was 80 degrees yesterday there. I mean, it's crazy. Hey, you got more than me. But anyways, it's the weather is kind of going crazy. Which,
yeah, it is.
You know,
well, what's interesting, we saw that coming. I looked up the last December large tornado in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 1984.
Oh, really?
It was the last time they had a tornado this size in December.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's interesting also, you know, with all the changes that are going on to see what's going to go on in the future. I mean, from here on out, from yesterday on out, I mean, it's just going to continue to get more bizarre and more than likely deadly, actually.
So I did a little reading into this, and, you know, with the eastern U.S. as warm as it was, I mean, it was 73 degrees in D.C., 76 in Raleigh, 65 in Louisville, 73 in Little Rock, and in New York was 73.
Wow.
That's 2 degrees cooler than it was on July 4th this year.
That's insane.
July 4th.
I mean, for December 25th, 26th, and all that. Right. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, usually this time they're starting to talk about, you know, lake effect snow, some blizzards coming in. No,
they're talking heat index.
I know, which is just crazy.
Well, they're talking heat index because it's not just the heat. It's also a lot of humidity.
Right, yeah, because the humidity back there is awful.
Because the winds are coming from the south right now. They're coming from the Gulf, and they're coming from the tropical.
Which is not the jet stream for this time of year. Right.
Summer weather.
Right, exactly.
Well, I did some looking. There's two things that are playing into that. One is El Nino.
Well, of course.
Right. So there's a lot of nice warm air coming in off the Pacific.
Right.
For our side, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened is there is a polar vortex up that's hanging out in the Arctic Circle, and it's not moving. So it's causing this vacuum effect that comes up and pulls all this warm air north.
Right.
It's really weird.
Yeah, because I know they said for the Pacific Northwest it was going to be warmer and drier than normal. Right now, no, it's not. I mean, yeah, warm temperatures we got, but we're not talking much warmer. And as far as drier, no, we're not having drier now at all.
Absolutely not.
Our mountains are getting hammered with snow. We've been getting lots of rain and stuff, so that part didn't. But back east, they did not foretell that we would be having the kind of temperatures that they're having.
Yeah, so remember earlier this year, Jim Inhofe? With the snowball in Congress or Senate?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you might want to refresh that, though, for any listeners who don't.
In like April or May, they had that freak snowstorm in D.C., right?
Yeah.
And he brought a snowball into the Senate chambers.
Yep.
And he was like, this is not global warming. You can't have snow in May.
The guy's an idiot.
And so I'd like to hear his take on this latest global warming.
I don't care that it's warm and, you know, play the global warming card right now. But the thing that gets me is when people think they hear the words global warming and don't think snow is involved with global warming. I mean, you don't have to be a meteorologist, rocket scientist, or anything to figure out just because the title is global warming does not mean it has effective cold temperatures in opposite regions or in other places. I mean, it's not hard, people. Yeah. Anyways, I'm just ranting.
Hey, listeners, this is Paul Sadin, creator of Atheist Apocalypse and The Q Podcast, and you're listening to Secular Yakking. As fellow Washingtonians, you know Robert and Amy are good peeps by default and can be trusted with your heathen baby's soul, even if Amy has an aversion to beer. If you'd like to listen to another sacred cow tipper and an actual person who enjoys the blessing that is Pacific Northwest microbrews, come on over to The Q Podcast at theqpodcast.com. Only use the letter Q, please. If you love truly outlandish news and ever wondered what it would be like if atheists ran the world, check out Atheist Apocalypse at atheistapocalypse.com.
And yes, I will probably never be a beer drinker. Apologizing to anyone who's a beer drinker, more power to you. But as close as I can get, that's going to be hard cider. I know it's crappy, but it's not bad.
Well,
I'm a hard liquor girl. I can't help it.
I'm not a drinker very much at all. I do drink cider, but you know, when I drink beer, I just get bloated.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never acquired the taste for it or anything. I've always, since before I was legal to do it, a hard liquor girl.
Yeah.
We won't say how early that was.
That's my skeleton. I drank before I was 21.
Oh, please. Who hasn't? Give me a break.
And I did pot before it was legal.
Uh-huh. Been there, done that.
Anyways.
Let's move on.
Well, I got one more thing from Texas.
Again with Texas.
Again with Texas.
Interesting.
This one is crosses for cops.
Okay.
So the sheriff of Brewster County, Texas, is wanting to put a cross on the police force vehicles.
No.
And it looks like this.
Oh, you'll have to put that on the link.
It's a cross with a thin blue line.
For police.
For police, right? And on the sheriff's Facebook page, it says this. We stand with Sheriff Ronnie Dotson on his decision to place crosses on all his deputies' vehicles. These crosses are white with a thin blue stripe across them. He said that he wanted God's protection over his deputies, and that the thin blue line stands for law enforcement. As the mother of one of these officers, I appreciate this bold statement in a time when everyone is so worried about being politically correct. Thanks again, Sheriff Dotson. Please share your support for his decision.
Okay. No. Okay. No. But no. It doesn't matter the politically correct stuff.
Close one.
It's the fact, it's the law, maybe? I mean, legally, he cannot do that. Who gives a flying flip whether you're being politically correct or not? That is not what this is about.
Well, the FFRF is on top of this, luckily, as it should be.
Good.
And to quote from their letter, displaying a Latin cross on Brewster County Sheriff's Office Patrol...
Come on, you can do it.
Try that again. Displaying a Latin cross on Brewster County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicles violates the establishment clause. These decals must not be placed on county property.
No.
No.
That's just all I have to say is no.
Okay, so he gets a letter from FFRF.
Oh, babe, the talking is just...
Too much cider. Sorry.
Maybe you should cut back just a little.
Maybe get a little less volume. Alcohol by volume. Maybe just a little. Anyways.
Yeah.
He's decided to ask the Attorney General of Texas for his opinion on the legality of such a display. Seriously?
He's
going to the Attorney General, who recently said it's just fine and dandy to put a God we trust on police vehicles. What do you think he's going to say?
Jeez Louise.
And then even if he goes to the governor came out and said it's just fine to put...
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously?
So...
Yeah, didn't they say they wanted to, like, annex from the country or something like that?
Well, they've been wanting to secede since they became a state.
Yeah.
Weird.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, the government invaded them earlier this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. But that's not my biggest issue here.
All right.
I mean, it's a big issue.
Of course it is.
But. You know, I do some other stuff.
Of course.
Right. And I get reports from people all the time about Facebook posts.
Right.
Well, one of the people who support the Original Model Project sent me some pictures, some screenshots.
Oh, right? Okay. And you get that often.
Yeah. And these are some of the things that were said on the thread for that.
That's real sweet.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Comment number one.
All right.
They are playing with fire. These men are law enforcement. They can do whatever they want. Back off, atheists. This is getting old.
Oh, my God. So they run the show. I mean, because cops don't have to answer to any laws or anything like
especially
that.
Especially not constitutional ones. That would be silly.
No, why would they do that?
You know, legal search and seizure? Sure,
no.
Go ahead.
Why no.
Don't have to follow the First Amendment. Why follow any of the others? Except the Second Amendment. You can follow the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah, because maybe this is Texas.
Unless you're not white.
Yeah.
Different show.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one.
Hey, atheists, take a hike. If you don't like it, then get out of our country. And yeah, then.
They seriously.
T-H-R-N.
They seriously typed it like that.
Yeah, then. I said it in context.
And it also says cross must stay.
Heart.
Million exclamation marks.
Heart.
But we love you.
Another one. This is really getting old. If they don't believe in God, then it shouldn't bother them to see a cross on a vehicle. It should mean nothing to them.
Oh my gosh, how many times do we have to go over with the fact that, one, you can't promote a religion, and two, I'm sorry, as someone who is not God-believing, and you get pulled over by a police officer who has this on their car, and then they see the bumper stickers I have on my car, I'm pretty much going to think I'm not going to get treated fairly.
Well, let's talk about that as well, because there's a comment on that, too.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Texas Sheriff. I can see the guard on the front of your patrol car, which would mow down the atheists and give them an attitude adjustment, and I will come to Texas and help clean the crap off your patrol car.
Wow.
Pleasant driving, and God bless you, and the Texas lawmen.
Again, isn't religion such a good word? Really?
Yeah.
We're not the moral people? Are you kidding me?
Well, we go over this a lot. I
know,
see this all the time.
And they say it's getting old.
Yeah, it's getting old.
I think it's getting old.
It's getting old that we have to talk about this
exactly.
All the time.
And I don't understand why it's even an issue. It's clear what the law state, what the Constitution state.
The Supreme Court has come down on this time and time and time
again.
So
why are we having to talk about this again? This is ridiculous.
We just had this discussion in Alabama this summer.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is why it's getting old.
Because they keep doing it.
Yeah. You know, they say it's getting old, then stop drugging it up when you know damn well what the rules are.
Yeah, I know. So
frustrating.
It makes me wonder whether these sheriffs actually know the rules.
Oh, I think
they
do.
Or if they are playing to their base.
No. I think they know.
I had this discussion with my team, and I think it's because elections are coming up.
Really?
I think it's because these sheriffs, and I checked a bunch of them, not all of them, but many of them are up for re-election next year.
So they're wanting to do this so that because most of them are such Bible thumpers around there,
they'll
vote for him.
They're playing to their conservative base.
That's
my opinion
like
of it.
People.
And that is what they're doing. It is, they may have these beliefs, but I think they are being dishonest about them.
Seriously.
In order to play to their political base.
Yeah, I could see that, but still. It's crap. They know what the rules are. They know they can't do this.
I know.
I think they like the controversy,
too. That may be part of it.
I really do.
I know.
It gets headlines.
It gets more than headlines. It gets some money.
Seriously. Because we'll support you and, you know, we'll throw money at you, you know, because you're fighting for God and blah, blah,
right.
blah.
And I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Well, that's what was running through my head. I see it time and time again. It's getting old. When will it stop?
I don't know.
When will all the stupid go away?
And with that, I think we'll move on.
All righty.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Yep. We're going to do a Bailey Award for this month, finally.
Yay. I finally got around to it.
It's about time. And it works for the last one of the year, the month.
And this time of year.
Blah, blah, blah.
So our Bailey Award this month goes to a new West Asheville resident.
West Asheville. That's
West
very,
Asheville.
That's interesting.
Well, she moved from California, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Angelica Jasso, or I guess.
You're probably butchering the hell out of that.
Could be Yeso.
Still butchering, I'm sure.
Anyway, yeah, I'm butchering her name. But that's not the important part.
Okay.
She has invited anyone to join her for Christmas holiday meal.
Okay.
Regardless of religious denomination.
Uh-huh. I think that's really nice to
see. Yeah, she moved from Southern California, Western North Carolina mountains, and she's an atheist.
In Asheville?
Yes.
Okay, we're from Asheville.
Well, I've said this before. Asheville is the liberal
Yeah.
Bastion it was of the Smoky
moving
Mountains.
That way years ago.
Okay,
but
they have the only liberal arts college
it's
there.
It's still Bible thumping. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. When you get away from the college where the real world is,
Billy
they're
Graham's
Bible
from there.
Thumpers.
So, yeah.
I mean, we know so many. But, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of, it's interesting to hear from Asheville. We haven't heard from them.
Well, she feels that the Christmas holiday should be focused on compassion, kindness, and not about religion.
I really like that.
And here's a quote. You should probably read it.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You got. I believe it's totally fine to be good without God. You don't necessarily need to find religion to be a good person. You can have morals, be decent, help people without it being on the basis of a reward or in lieu of a punishment. And that is flipping awesome. She did not say that part.
Yeah.
The flipping awesome was mine. Yeah. But no, that's totally cool. And that fits again into my favorite quote from, you know, Einstein.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do something good just because you fear punishment or hope for a reward, you know? And the fact that she's doing this, I think, is really nice and cool. And that's what they need to pull the holiday back to and stop the damn shopping crap.
Yeah, I wish we would, because
It's getting so much more and more about shopping. I mean, around here, they were taking the Christmas displays down in the stores before it was even Christmas time. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, they were taking the tree down.
No, they took all the displays down. Yeah, and that wasn't the only store that we were in.
Yeah. Well, she had all the good fixings, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, hams, vegetarian options. She was hopeful strangers and new friends would feel welcome to join her at special holiday celebration meal.
Now, did you say she was an atheist?
She's an atheist.
She is an atheist.
Yes. Which is why this story kind of caught my attention.
Yeah.
No. Because it's an atheist doing good.
Yeah. Well, and if you...
And going out of her way to do good. Not just, you know, having a nice Christmas dinner, but having a nice Christmas dinner for people she doesn't know.
And not just for the publicity of it either. And that's just the thing. I mean, if you look at the facts and in the details, a lot of times, most of the giving, and I'm not talking just this time of year, I'm talking with anything that goes on during the year. It's usually your atheists, non-believers, free thinkers, anyone in that range that tend to give the most without asking for anything in return.
Well, we tend to give the most without being forced.
Okay, yes, even more so.
A 10% tithe isn't giving, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Because totally. There's a requirement to give 10% to your church.
That's
not charity.
That's such crap.
Yeah, that's
forced labor, but income-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have a couple of religions that want that 10% too, so it's not...
There's a couple that probably mandate it.
Well, and even like when you go, you know, because I was raised Catholic, when you go to church, they don't ask you to give 10% of your income or anything, but you better put something on that plate because, you know, you're going to really get...
Well, that's in any church setting.
Well, the Pentecostals No, that's kind of what I was leaning towards. It's even though it doesn't require a 10% in a particular church... They're most of them that are out there, if you don't put something on that plate, you're going to get like really ostracized and really like
you're going to
get this horrible look. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry, when you give from your heart without being asked by anyone to do it, that's where the true
charity.
The true charity, the true reason for wanting to do it in the first place.
Right.
Not because you're told to do it or expected or it's tradition or any of that crap.
Right.
So anyways, I'm just ranting.
So yeah, she wins our Bailey Award. And for those of you who aren't aware, please go watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. We really like it. We're not saying that's our favorite movie or anything.
No.
It just has some good, what's the word I'm looking for?
Humanistic.
Yes.
Values.
Yeah. It's a nice movie. It's an old movie. Oh, and if you get to see the remake and the color version, that was actually really pretty.
Yeah, it was.
I like the color. It was nice. I mean, I've always seen the black and white version, but we watched the color version not that long ago, and it was actually nice. I liked it.
Yeah, and I've had a few of our listeners contact me, say that they watched it, and they would have never watched it if we hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Of course, they said they didn't really enjoy it that much.
It's old. Nobody can do old anymore.
Know. I really like the message that it gives out.
Yeah.
Aside from the angel Christianity thing, but that's a minor issue in the movie.
It's the idea of it that I look at. Yeah. And, you know, we're in such a fast moving culture, and movies back then were much slower. It's like, if you can watch a TV show from the 60s or 70s or whatever, it's a lot slower moving than the ones are today. It's a huge difference.
It is a huge difference.
So, and it especially, you know, a movie from, what is that, in the
40s?
47. Yeah. And so, you kind of have to learn how to slow down when you watch older stuff.
Yeah. But
anyways, it's cute. It's good.
Yeah. And I think that's all we got for you this week.
I think that's about right. And
we will see you guys
next week.
Next year.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network. Sun is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment. And just maybe to do some good along the way. Find out more about The Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.